you guys know what a levee is? No? You, Joey? It's a big earth wall. Sometimes people build towns on land that's below the ocean level. And so they have to build these big walls of dirt, or sometimes they're called levees or sometimes they're called dikes. And a country across the sea, there's a land across the sea is the country called Holland. And they have a lot of towns there that are built below the sea level. So they have all these earthen walls that hold back the ocean. Otherwise, their houses would be flooded. So all the adults there and all the boys and girls know how important those walls are to keep the water out so their houses don't get flooded. One day there was a little boy who asked his mother if he could go visit a friend. And this was an old man who didn't get very many visitors, and he didn't get out very much because he was kind of frail. So his mother said, sure, that's fine. So he took off, and they had lunch. They played some games. They had a nice chat. About the middle of the afternoon, he realized he better get home or he'd get in trouble for getting home late. So he said goodbye to his friend, and he took off. And he happened to be walking by one of these great big earth walls, and he heard something. It sounded like water. And he looked over and he saw a hole in one of those walls. A trickle of water was coming through. Well, he knew that was a bad thing. So he looked around to see if there were any grown-ups who could help. He didn't see anybody. And he looked around to see if he could find anything to plug the hole. He couldn't find anything. So you know what he did? He stuck his finger in the hole, and it worked. The water stopped. So he thought that was pretty good. And he stood there for a couple of minutes, and he realized he really hadn't solved the problem because it was getting dark and he needed to get home, but he couldn't really take his finger off and leave it, right? So he yelled and he hollered for help, help, and nobody answered. Meanwhile, at home, his mother was getting worried about him. And she thought, oh, he probably just ended up staying overnight with the friend because it got too late. But boy, is he going to get in trouble tomorrow because he didn't ask permission to do that. So meanwhile, it's getting darker and colder. But the little boy knew he couldn't pull his finger out of the wall. Otherwise, the town might flood. So he kind of napped throughout the night and his arm fell asleep. And if you ever hold your arm up like that for a long time, it falls asleep. And he got cold and he napped a little and he prayed a lot. And finally the sun came out and woke him up. So he hollered, and somebody was walking along that. So he came to help him, and he got other people, and they helped, and they fixed the wall. And everybody was really proud of that little boy who had saved the town. Let's say a little prayer. Everybody hold hands. Dear God, thank you for giving us all important things to do, no matter how small we are. Thank you for being with us when we're scared, and help us to know that you keep us safe. Amen.